Greetings, Meltopians. Are you looking to delve deeper into the world of Meltopia? Then check out our Patreon, where you can find written mythos pieces, world maps, found footage, art, Patreon-exclusive shows, and more. Just go to patreon.com/Meltopia and join one of our tiers for access to great new content. Brave the forbidden and embrace the darkness.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Neither the physical nor the spectral, and yet I am beholden to both. I imagine my moment for something about that.
There's nothing to see in the blackness, my dear. Just more blackness. Just more blackness.
Jesus! What the hell is that?
I got a feeling the townspeople's prayers came true.
Well, what the hell are we going to do?
I believe running is always a viable option.
Yes! Run! Run back to your masters! You have no place here. Leave and save yourselves!
Shit!
Where the hell is this security we're supposed to have?
I don't know. What the hell are we going to do? Gretchen, the thing you did with the door, when you phased through it. Do you have any other, I don't know, tricks like that?
I'm afraid nothing that would help us in this situation.
You're right, Gretchen Harlow. There is nothing that can help you now. Leave while you still can.
Perhaps Marvin's right. Maybe we should make a break for it.
I have a feeling it's already anticipated that.
Fuck! Jesus Christ!
Oh, shit!
That's it. Okay, enough is enough. You can kill us, sure. But the moment the Esoterium finds out you killed their prized Obscurum research team, this town is going to have hell to pay.
I do not fear your Esoterium, Miss Elena Vespertine.
I imagine you said something intimidating or scary. But let me address what you really said. You may fear the Esoterium will reveal your precious secrets, perhaps even exploit your people. But here's the reality. If you kill us, or even so much as disturb one hair on our fragile fucking heads, the Esoterium will come here and not only massacre everyone in this quaint little village of yours, they will turn this little sacred patch of land of yours to ash. No more Moth Mom, no more Protocols of the Black Moth. There won't even be a fucking memory you ever existed.
Time is ticking, Esoterians. We will not wait forever.
Is it gone?
My, Miss Vespertine. You never fail to amaze.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing they couldn't hear the truth. Cause I have no idea if what I said is true or not.
Oh, I've a feeling you were spot on.
Is everyone okay?
Yeah, no fucking thanks to you. Where the fuck were you guys?
Sorry, ma'am. They ran a distraction downtown. Clever bastards. I'll give them that.
I see the Esoterium has provided its best and bravest.
That is a good point. Shouldn't there be some agents here who are a bit more capable of handling things of the non-human variety?
We're what they send. That's all I can tell you, sir.
Fucking figures! Bullying bureaucrats stuffing their pockets and bank accounts full of money while we break our backs in the field. Arcane accolades of the all-powerful dollar pandering to the populace of political powers who scheme and connive in their secret sanctuaries and buried bastions. They're just sliding us across the board, man. Pawns to die for the corrupt and unscrupulous kings.
He gonna be okay?
He's fine. He's just...
I'm fine, man. I don't need to be condescended to by some Cro-Magnon gun-toting yes-man. I'm a valuable part of this team, goddammit. You treat me with respect.
Of course, sir. It looks like the threat is gone, but we'll station security inside the inn from now on. Fitzroy, Emilio, take the empty room down the hall.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Well, I don't know about anyone else, but I feel better already, knowing that the Stella, Fitzroy, and Emilio are on the job.
Can you at least get word to your superiors that we're now dealing with a distinctly non-human presence? Maybe they'll send us some reinforcements.
I'll do what I can, ma'am. If there's nothing else, I'll set some additional guards outside the building.
Okay, whatever.
That was something. I imagine tomorrow will be a bit more awkward.
Oh, shit. I forgot. You have the autopsy, or the examination, tomorrow, don't you?
Perhaps we can accompany you two.
No. Sorry. Sorry. I'd rather you not. What I do, it's not, well, pretty.
Of course. We understand, Vance.
Well, before we were so rudely interrupted, I believe Felix was going to bring us up on what he saw. Felix?
Yes, yes, of course, of course. Let's see here, where is it? I printed it out here. Here it is. During the Great Darkness, it seems the people in this town were indeed visited by some kind of a giant black moth creature. One of the things I noticed was that it psychically communicated with that woman, Mothdress Vernice, first. After she calmed everyone, the moth creature told the people in a rather cryptic manner that they would need to follow her directions in order to survive the next darkness. The protocols, I assume. That's all I got, though. The sight went out after that.
Well, we can certainly report the group's belief is entrenched in an actual entity of some sort. What kind? Well, I don't think anyone knows.
Well, pre-darkness, there were several moth-like cryptids that visited the world. The most notorious, of course, was the Mothman at Point Pleasant, West Virginia, who, as it turns out, was also associated with prophecies. It's rumored to have also appeared in other parts of the world just before the onset of disasters. There's, of course, also the various cultural interpretation of moths, where they symbolize death and transformation, which seems to map onto the Motherian's perspective.
Yes, but the question is, which came first? The interpretation of the moth, which then appeared as some sort of collective consciousness manifestation? Or were there truly supernatural moths that displayed these kinds of attributes?
You're, of course, looking at this through the lens of collective mechanics, yes?
It's one perspective, yes. Though, I'm not sure how much water it holds in this situation.
Well, regardless of where it came from, it's here. I suggest we all get some shut-eye. I have a feeling tomorrow's gonna be a doozy.
Yes, I have an early and long day tomorrow. Good night, everyone.
All right, the rest of you out too. I need my beauty sleep. Vamoose!
Well, hello again, Angelo. What a wonderful surprise.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it's a real ray of sunshine.
What do you have for me?
Well, at first, nothing. I ran down every contact I had to see if there were any big, out-of-the-ordinary purchases on the down low over the past few years, and no one heard of anything. Especially nothing on the scale what you're talking about.
Go on.
Well, that occurred to me. They may have not facilitated the sale of the Obscurium itself through the dark market. If this thing is as big as you say it is, they would need special equipment to haul it away, right? Helicopters and shit, you know? So, I made my rounds again, and I heard through some particularly jealous competitors that Obscurium and Eclipse Baron had some rather large sales back in 2014. Thanks to you and your past rivalries, I remember the actual names of those two. Axel Romata and Edelin Lyakasha.
You should feel honored, Angelo. You're one of the only people I told. I believe the rest may be dead, sorry to say.
Yeah, I'm flattered. Now, I know you must remember Axel. He's the one that tried to fuck you over on Dakota Embers deal, remember?
Oh, I certainly do. That little stunt is why he wears that ridiculous mask over half his face. Truthfully, I think the acid burns do him more justice.
Yeah, well, long story short, me and the boys paid Axel a little visit up in his villa in Sorrento. Apparently he's doing some business with the Dragonettis and the Di Vincis. Rough crowd, you ask me. Anyway, he was hesitant to talk at first, but, you know, Then I dropped your name and he started spilling. He was approached by a really weird guy who called himself the buyer. The dude gave Axel money to purchase 7 Z-320 helicopters. Off-market high-tech shit. On top of that, he gave Axel 10% of the total purchase as a bonus for procuring them. You know, we're dealing with a real buy-your-own-country-and-fuck-off kind of rich here.
And what was so strange about this man?
That's the thing. Axel said he couldn't see his face. It was, like it was all blurry or something, you know? Like, like in that movie, Jacob's Ladder, remember? The dude whipped his face around and shit? Like that.
And what about Adeline? What did she have to say?
Well, you know Adeline, she's second only to you when it comes to malevolence, and, she's got the same allergy to anonymous partners as you do. When I mentioned you were looking for the fella, her eyes kind of brightened up. You know, I think she's got a thing for you. Anyway, the same bizarre guy came to her for some, discreet ex-military types. Gave her the same deal Axel got. But unlike Axel, Adeline got security footage of the guy. Although, his face is still blurred on the tape.
Good old Adeline. I'd kill her in a moment if it meant getting what I wanted, of course, but that doesn't mean I don't like her. I assume you procured the tape.
She gave it to me with a smile and told me to tell you, happy hunting.
Excellent work, Angelo. Excellent work. Send the tape to my safe house in Tacoma. You know the place.
Yeah, we'll do. And, there's another thing. You know, about your, mystery buyer.
Yes?
Well, I sent word through the channels you told me about, and, well, I thought it'd take at least a few weeks to get a response, but,
Go on.
Well, I get home the night after, and I find an envelope in my safe. My fucking safe, Marvin. How the hell do they know where it is, let alone the passcode?
Oh, they're full of many delightful mysteries, Angelo. But I wouldn't fret. They don't have any interest in the contents of your safe. Only that you know they can access it any time they want.
Yeah, that's reassuring. Anyway, the envelope had a photograph and a note in it. The picture was of a lighter of some sort, and the letter said, "The Zippo of Daniel Goines, the Salamander, $4 million. I gotta say, your friend's got a fucked up hobby.
That he does, Angelo. That he does.
Good morning, Dr. Sarwin.
Good morning, Mr.
You may call me Mathurian Athol, and this is Mathurian Fiona. We will be observing your examination today.
I see.
Have you everything you need?
Yes.
And the bottle of wine? Is that part of your process?
In fact, it is.
Very well. Before we proceed, you will need to put this on.
A blindfold. Whatever for?
Only the monstrous and black Mathurians are permitted to know the locations of the transcendent. I'm afraid it is required if you wish to conduct your examination.
Very well.
We will guide you along. Are you ready?
Yes. As I understand it, the specimen I am examining is dead. May I ask what caused its expiration?
The cocoons are hidden for multiple purposes. one of the main ones being to ensure they remain undisturbed. The transmogrification process is a powerful but delicate one. The slightest disturbance can interrupt the transmutation and lead to its early demise. Here we are.
We understand that your methods require privacy, so we've provided this partition for you. However, we will be close by to make sure you abide by our guidelines.
Understood.
Please, do not take more time than is necessary.
I will try to be as quick as I can, but please understand, this process does take some time.
Please do what you must do.
Thank you. Right. No time like the present. This is Vance Salowin, and I'm in an undisclosed location in Death's Head, Manitoba. I'm about to dissect and examine a large human-sized cocoon that seems to be, yes, wrapped in human skin. I'm going to cut up in the epidermal surface now. My God. The subject appears to be male and in the process of some kind of metamorphosis. Its physiology seems to be a mix of human and something else. Something unidentifiable. I'm now removing the specimen's eyes and replacing my own with them. I'm also replacing my ears and tongue with the specimen's. And spreading the specimen's blood across my body. This should allow me access to the specimen's sensory experiences, which I shall report here on 3, 2, 1. My God. I see the black moth, her wings encompassing the night, obscuring. She's speaking. Her name, I can't hear her name. It's beyond the sound. She says follow the protocols and you will be prepared. Prepared for the blackness of the lost eons, the darkness. The darkness will flow unabated beyond the banks of eternity and end up from the great below. You will become ascended, majestic and supernal, everlasting. I feel time killing me, withering me down. My heart stops, but I remain. The energy, the discarnate energy doesn't dissipate, it stays. My flesh is removed and wrapped around me like a blanket, like a cocoon. I see darkness. I taste dirt. Flesh. The discarnate energy is reconfiguring. changing me, catalyzing some kind of physiological, morphological alteration. I feel wings emerging, proboscises protruding, and growing. Mother, the death moth, I see her beneath their wings, dreaming and looking up into the sky. It's a new age, and the stars. My God, the stars, they're all wrong. I'm afraid that's all I can gather. The collection has faded, but I'll provide more detail on the upcoming report. Motherian Arthel? Fiona, I'm... Arthel? Fiona? Are you there? I'm finished. Hello? Arthel? Fiona? Hello? Who? Who's there?
Mr. Selwyn.
Please, I was just here to...
You're just here to defile our dead. Poke and prod us with your vile practices.
You heard what Helena said. If you are, Master, the Esoterium, they'll raise this place to the ground.
Oh, yes, I did indeed hear her. Certainly, a blatant attack on one of you would bring down the wrath of the Esoterium. However, if there was a tragic tunnel collapse while the biopsychometrist was performing his examination, well, accidents happen.
Please, I'm not...
So fragile. That is why we undergo the change. You saw it, didn't you? What's coming? You should be begging me to release you from this corporeal box.
You think your little cave collapse will work? The Esoterium will just send another person like me to examine the body. Then they'll exterminate every single fucking one of you.
Obscuary is a Maltopia production. Today's episode was written by Stephen Anzalone. It was performed by Kelly Bear and Stephen Anzalone. Editing was done by Walker Kornfeld, and audio production was done by Stephen Anzalone. Be sure to check us out at maltopia.com. Also, be sure to follow us on social media such as Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Simply type in MAELTOPIA. If you like the show, please rate us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever podcast platform you prefer. And to further support us and gain access to exclusive art, story, podcasts, check us out at Patreon at www.patreon.com/Meltopia.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.